Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show, recorded live, not from my car, but today from my hotel room. So I guess we'll call this Hotel Smart. Today, I'm going to share with you how you can take control of your happy, specifically by creating things to look forward to. All that and more today on The Chalene Show.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
All right, before I get into today's content, I just want to put it out there as a reminder, as a public service announcement, that if you aren't subscribed to my other show, Build Your Tribe, I bet there's a whole bunch of content you don't realize you're missing out on. I get messages every day from people in social media that will say, like, how do I make extra money? Or my husband and I are fighting about this, or I'm just not feeling fulfilled. And I cannot believe these people don't listen to Build Your Tribe. Build Your Tribe is all about, people think it's about building a business. Not necessarily. It might just be that thing that you need. Like, you like your job, but it's not that fulfilling. You enjoy what you do, but you feel like you could be doing more. Like, all of those things. Like, specifically, if you're having a tough time making ends meet, you need to listen to Build Your Tribe. Because that's really why I created it, to help people understand that in this day and age, I don't know if everybody needs to be an entrepreneur, but legit, everyone can find a way to use something they're passionate about or something that they know a lot about, even a hobby, to create extra income online. It's like, it's 2018, about to be 2019. Listen to Build Your Tribe. All right, so the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I had a conversation recently with someone who's pretty close to me who said, I kind of feel like my life is deja vu. Like, I'm just getting through it step by step, day by day. I think a lot of people end up just feeling like, well, this is just my life. This is adulthood, or this is what my life is supposed to look like. And maybe they feel guilty, or maybe they've lost creativity, but I'm here to tell you that it's a skill. And you can create something every single day that you look forward to, and I'm gonna share with you how. Number one, plan your day and your week, if possible, in advance. Make a list of things that you want to do. And this requires you sitting down and giving yourself permission to think about this. Just anything, and start small. Like, maybe it's, I want to read a book. Maybe I want to learn a language, go on a road trip, see a concert, learn how to paint, make new friends. There's so many things that you can do, but the key here, listen to me, because I'm not saying this just to hear my own voice, and I say it over and over and over again, and when I actually talk to people who are struggling with this feeling of not having a purpose or kind of like floating through their week or just surviving their life at the moment, whenever I talk to people and I ask them, are you planning out your day the day before or your week the week before? And they always go, well, yeah, kind of, like in my head. And that's not what I'm talking about. You've got to do it on paper, okay? If you don't do it on paper, you have no one else to blame but yourself. It doesn't work if you bounce it around in your head. It does not work because there's so many distractions. I promise you, you will continue to feel like you're lost. There's no, like, direction or something that you have to look forward to until you get in the habit of doing this the night before. If you want to have an amazing day tomorrow, plan your night. I mean, tonight, plan your day for tomorrow. All right, number two, plan to do something nice for others. And this doesn't have to be huge. Like, I have a friend who's, this is horrible to say, that is moving this weekend, and I'm legitimately not going to be available to help unpack boxes. I can't. I just had to do that myself. But I will offer to help watch the kids, and you don't even have to do something that takes your time. You could literally offer your advice to someone. You could offer to babysit someone's kids or help them do something small. Like, maybe you're really good at organizing. Offer to help them organize. Write someone a thank you note but you just think about them fondly, and maybe they don't even realize it. Maybe it's a past teacher or a mentor or someone that you worked with that you just think very highly of. Just write a thank you note. Like, the other day, Brett and I were talking about how we realized when he was in college that there was a friend of the family who would send him, how much money did he send you?
$250.
He sent him $250 every month. Just a friend of the family when he was in college to help him. And we're approaching 50 and we just were like, oh my gosh, that was such a kind, generous thing to do. Of course, Brett thanked him at the time, but he was thinking, you know, I should send him a thank you note, and just realizing that's probably one of the reasons why Brett and I send money to quite a few kids we know, other than our own kids, who are in college, just to help them out. Because, you know, we didn't even realize it. It's probably because of that example he gave to us. And how wonderful to get a thank you note from someone years later. You know, sometimes you get them right after the fact, but to get a thank you note from someone years later, how profound would that be? And it's going to make you feel really good too. Number three, start every day by putting one thing that you're grateful for in writing. Now, this is something that I believe so firmly in. I've made it a part of the push journal. So if you are someone who uses a daily journal or a daily schedule, a timekeeper, whatever you want to call it, hopefully you have a place, someplace there on each day where you can write down something little even that you're grateful for. But this is something you'll see specific on each and every day if you have a push journal. Now, if you don't know what a push journal is, you can learn more about that daily to-do list. It's like a super easy portable journal that you keep with you. And you can learn more about them by going to smartlifepushjournal.com. But it's really important that you put something in writing every single day that you're grateful for, because it sets the tone for your mind, your attitude. Oh, this is number four, which is funny. Number four, because I wrote these down in advance. Number four is don't go on social media first thing in the morning. And don't do it first thing in the day. In fact, you should set a limit for yourself that you're not going to go on social media until a certain time or a certain activity has been completed. So let's say that you exercise every day. Don't go on social media until after your workout. You and I both know it just interrupts your thoughts. It interrupts your happiness. And if you listen to my most recent podcast, I talked about why it makes us unhappy. It makes us less happy, less connected, and it's really having a major effect on people's body image, their distractibility, and their connection with their significant other. It's just going to ruin your day. There's nothing to look forward to by looking at social media. Get serious about this. Set a time. You're like, okay, every day I'm not going to look at it until whatever it is. At a minimum, give yourself an hour every day where you're not looking at your freaking phone. If you can't do that while you're exercising, then you're not truly taking advantage of what exercise can do for you. Or if you're not doing that first thing in the morning, whatever it is that you need time to set your mind, don't look at social media. Number five, create the night before your to-do list and just list three things that you're going to get done the next day. Try to do that in advance. Some of you do it the same day, that's fine. But just here's the key, the kicker, is to only list three things that you're going to do and then mark them off as you complete each one throughout the day. As you crush them, mark them off, because it provides you with this adrenaline rush. It's a little ego boost, and that motivation can stimulate you to continue to do more. But most importantly, it affects your mindset. It makes you happy. Number six, don't be afraid of rejection. In fact, I want you to look for it. Seriously, if you want to create something to look forward to, right? That's what this whole thing is about, how to take control of your happiness by having something to look forward to. And if you want to have something to look forward to, you've got to go out and get it. That means you have to do the planning. And I want you to look for rejection. That way you won't feel bad when you get it, because that's what you're looking for. Honestly, you're going to have to ask 10 people to do something or to join you. Whatever it is, it's going to require you asking 10 people to get one yes. So hurry up and get those 9 so you can get your one yes. And don't wait for someone else to call you and plan something. Be the planner and stop being such a baby when people say no or, oh, sorry, I'm busy. Don't let that stop you. That doesn't stop social people. Don't let it stop you. Collect your 9 no's and you'll get to your one yes. Number 7, take the time to figure out what new thing you could get excited about. you need something new. You need a new hobby or a new skill, a new job, a new haircut. You need something new. Here's an example. Irene works for us at Team Johnson, and I love this about her. She's just, you know, always trying something new. And recently, I don't know how we got on the subject of roller derby, and she's like, oh yeah, I just joined a roller derby team. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, I just wanted to do something new. I need a new hobby. You know, I tried a couple of new gyms that was, you know, moderately interesting, but I just wanted to learn something new. So I decided to take a roller derby up, and I joined this group. It's teaching me not only how to just roller skate, but how to roller derby. And she's been doing it now for months. She comes into work every day looking like she's been in a fight. She's got like bruises all over her, but she loves it. And, you know, it is really exciting, really motivating to look forward to, listen to this, look forward to getting better at something. That's exciting. It feels like monotony. It feels like the same thing day after day after day if you're just doing things that you already mastered it. What's the fun in that? Pick something that you don't know how to do it yet, whether it's learning a new language or joining a roller derby team, and get excited about being a novice and going from novice to expert. Number 8, plan something by yourself and look forward to it. This is a skill I find many people who struggle with happiness don't have, because they rely on, they kind of use as a crutch, other people and other people's planning to provide for them something that they can look forward to. But it's a skill. It's a skill to actually look forward to being by yourself. And in order to do that, you need to have something you're doing when you're by yourself that you look forward to, that is best maybe even if there isn't someone else. So maybe that is painting or reading a book outside in nature. Or, you know, for me, it can be a walk or a run in nature. Like, my husband will say like, oh, you're going for a run? You want me to go with you? And there's sometimes where I'll say, I would love to, but today I've been looking forward to doing this by myself. Hear the distinction? Like, I literally planned to do it by myself, and I'm looking forward to spending that time by myself. So get better and get more comfortable and develop the skill of planning things that you are planning to do by yourself. Solo, because no one else can bring you happiness. And it's not fair to rely on other people or to expect them to be responsible for planning something for you. You can do it yourself. Number 9, take control. Listen, if your days are beginning to blend together and you feel like it's Groundhog's Day every day, you have allowed yourself to kind of float like a boat in the ocean. Like you're a passenger on a boat without a captain. That's what happens when we are just kind of like living our life, surviving it. Someone else has already decided what you're doing every single day and what time you go to work, what time you come home, what time the kids go to bed, and you're just floating through it. I'm going to tell you that number 9 is I want you to be the captain. I want you to be Captain Sandy. You need to steer your boat. You need to be the captain. You need to control your attitude. You have to decide and understand that there's only you who's in charge. You can handle anything because you're Captain Sandy. You can handle anything, including a fire or being attacked by pirates. So even if things don't go well, it's fine. You have control over your emotion, the way you respond to things, and it's up to you to see the positive in these things so that you're happy. When you're happy, you look forward to your day every day. Someone sent me a message today on my Instagram stories, and they said, how do you come across happy every day? You can't possibly have this much energy or be this happy. And I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. I'm just being me. Like, I know the people who are like overly bubbly. I'm just being me. But I can't tell you the last time I woke up and I wasn't happy. 99 out of 100 days, I wake up and I'm happy because why would I not be? I have something to look forward to every single freaking day, whether it's having a glass of wine at the end of the night with a friend or going for a bike ride or listening to a podcast. I literally wake up some days and I'm so freaking excited to be able to do something silly like organizing my closet. But here's the truth in all of this. It's up to you. If you feel blah, if you feel bored with your life or unfulfilled, that's not acceptable. And that's on you. Tough love. Tough love. Because there's always something exciting that you can plan. Just the thought of being better at something, including just being a better human, that is something you can look forward to. And that is your responsibility. You can't expect something to magically appear on your calendar or for someone to create this event that you get to look forward to. It's up to you to create little things, little parts of your day every day that you look forward to. And you need to do that every day. It can be something small, like just make note of it. Think about it. Monument it. Give it purpose. Give it intention. Maybe you're excited about listening to a podcast or maybe baking something for a friend, walking your dog, your workout a couple of days from now, or your workout tomorrow, or taking a bike ride, or calling a friend, or maybe you do have a birthday or an event that's upcoming, but there's something you can schedule every single day that you look forward to. You have to have something to look forward to because that's what makes us feel good. And maybe that's part of the reason why I feel good every day and I'm happy every day because I think about that thing that I'm looking forward to throughout the day, even when I'm in like the middle of a workout, you know, that point at which you're in the middle of a workout and you're like, oh God, this is hard. When is this going to be over? I will usually try to think of something that's going to happen the next day or in the next couple of days that I'm excited about. And it gives me an adrenaline boost, a shot of energy. And it always makes me feel happy. And when you're happy, you're more patient, you're more kind, you're friendlier to other people. I mean, the happiest, most well-adjusted people have learned that it's a choice and it's a skill. So you have to make the choice to work on that skill. So today I challenge you to work on the skill. And the skill, one of the easiest ways to boost your happiness is by creating things that you can look forward to every single day. That is what I call taking control of your life, taking control of your happiness. Thank you so much for spending this time with me in the hotel room in San Jose. I'm looking forward to going to watch my son's team, UC Davis. He's a quarterback at UC Davis, and I'm really looking forward to going and sitting in the stands with my husband, Brett, and my mother-in-law and father-in-law. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm so excited. And I have things that I'm looking forward to the days to come after that. So now you know what your homework assignment is. Develop this skill. I love you, and I look forward to spending some time with you again soon. Until we get the opportunity to spend that time together again soon, I just want you to know you are thebomb.com, and I hope to see you soon at one of our Chalene Show live events. To learn more, go to chalenejohnson.com/Chalene Show Live. Love ya.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.